This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, the ACLJ filing two more amicus briefs against Planned Parenthood. They are weakened, they have been bludgeoned, but Planned Parenthood still survives even after that major defunding. So we keep fighting back. We'll talk about that and politics today on J Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
It's taken a long time to get a headline like this. This is in the Washington Times, the headline. Planned Parenthood sees swift fallout from quitting program. Planned Parenthood clinics in several states are changing new fees, tapping into financial reserves, intensifying fundraising, and warning of more unintended pregnancies and STDs in the wake of its decision to quit a $260 million federal family planning program, that is Title 10. Now, Planned Parenthood, out of that $260 million, got $60 million. So they were probably the largest single beneficiary of the Title 10 program. Now, by the way, they weren't directly kicked out. The administrators, the rule that was finalized that, again, nearly 300,000 of you signed on to our letter in response to that rule, but comment, and 13,000 of you used the ACLJ platform we created to put in your own comment. So again, we had this unbelievable grassroots support. The rule goes into effect. Planned Parenthood tries to get an injunction on it. We've explained at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they lose it every three steps of the way, three strikes there. And the Supreme Court is not a more friendly venue for Planned Parenthood than the Ninth Circuit, even though there have been those changes at the Ninth Circuit. So you're seeing now a direct impact by all of the work that you've done, all of the work that we've done, the way we've empowered you to take action. You're seeing a direct impact on Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider. So let's be honest, the number one baby killer organization in the United States, the number one baby killer in the world, because when we say that word, we know what that means. And they have lost a significant amount of resources, and it's having, quote, it's causing, quote, swift fallout, because they thought they could get ahead of this, Than, quit the program and have the courts come and save the day for them. And really, maybe for the first time in Planned Parenthood's history, the courts didn't come in and save the day for them.
Yeah, Jordan, they had time to adjust to this if they wanted to. The plain and simple truth is they never wanted to comply with these requirements. I mean, we detailed this last week, but this week was just the deadline for them to present their plan to comply with the Title 10 rule. They would have had all the way until March of 2020 to comply with the physical separation, that is, separating out the abortion facilities from those that provide other services. Jordan, they just didn't want to comply. But I would tell you this. Look, any organization that loses $60 million in funding, that's significant. And this was a big blow to Planned Parenthood. But I want to remind our listeners of two key numbers. They are still a $1.3 billion industry. And Jordan, last year, they reported nearly $245 million in profit, not revenue, profit, $245 million in profit. So this is a huge win against Planned Parenthood, but make no mistake about it. They are still a behemoth. They are still a force to be reckoned with, both politically and in the abortion space. And if they wanted to provide these services, Jordan, they still have the wherewithal to do it. They're just choosing abortion and politics over them.
We're going to get into politics later in the broadcast. We're going to break down that Democrat presidential primary, the upcoming debate, who's made the stage, who hasn't. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So second half hour, we're going to get very political. This first half hour, we're going to get to the cases that we have just filed challenging Planned Parenthood again. Remember, these were wins, but not overall just 100% victories. You know, these are battles with Planned Parenthood, battling with an abortion giant. Share this broadcast. If you're on Facebook and Periscope, share this broadcast now with your friends and family. Click that share button. Let's bring people in. Let's let them know that we've had this win over Planned Parenthood, and we're continuing to fight back against this number one abortion provider in the United States and world. So stand with us. We need your financial support at the ACLJ. We've almost made up this month. We're close. We are still behind in the month of August, so we need you to donate. And if you do, every donation you make is doubled. We have donors ready to match every donation that comes through. Donate today, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
See, I'm talking to 1,000+ people on their radio stations that they're listening to across the country and on Sirius XM as well. Then we have this special audience who joins us on Facebook and Periscope who comes inside the studio with us. And by the way, if you're driving or if you're in a place where you can't, you know, watch a video, I get that during the day that time that our broadcast airs. But these are always available through either my Facebook page, facebook.com/JordanSeculo, ACLJ, or facebook.com/JSeculo. So you can always go back if you want to see what it was like in the studio. We bring guests in and the behind the scenes as well. You can always do that if you're listening. And let me ask you again, folks, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, I really want you to click that share button now, because share this broadcast with your news feeds, with your family and friends on social media. So whether it's on Facebook or through Twitter, and via Periscope, and bring more people into this discussion today. Because what we are seeing, as the headline says, is Planned Parenthood sees swift fallout from quitting the Title X program. It was up to $260 million of money that the federal government provides for family planning programs. Planned Parenthood decided, we're not going to even apply for those funds anymore. And it's causing them serious trouble. This because they got about $60 million of those funds. Some years maybe more, some years maybe less. But this is where I think it hurts Planned Parenthood even more. Because not only are they no longer, those funds are not available to them, these funds are now available to pro-life pregnancy centers who meet the standards. They still have to meet the standards to get the family planning funds. But now, for the first time, family planning, the crisis in pro-life pregnancy centers can receive these family planning funds under Title X. That's millions and millions of possible dollars to these institutions.
Yeah, Jordan, the dollars are now actually going to flow to those entities that perform the services that the statute says they're for. I mean, keep in mind, the statute that authorizes this program says that none of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. And yet, Jordan, these pro-life entities that do not perform abortions, in previous iterations of this rule, Jordan, they could not access these funds specifically because they would not perform abortions. They were, in fact, being gagged from accessing accessing these funds. You're going to hear that term from Planned Parenthood, Jordan, that this is a gag rule that says they cannot even talk to their clients about abortion. That's not true. There's not a counseling requirement in this. This is just a compliance with federal law that says the dollars cannot be used to perform or refer for abortion. So yes, Jordan, all of those pro-life senators that provide services that are authorized under this act, they can now get access. And I would argue this will be a dramatically better use of these funds. I think more women will be served. I think more services will be provided because the number of those centers, Jordan, they dwarf the number of Planned Parenthoods nationwide.
When your opponent in the fight for life is weakened, really for the first time in decades, you know what you do? You keep fighting. You keep throwing punches. And how you do that is through, of course, policy work, grassroots work like we do on this broadcast, and taking them to court. So we've got two more cases filed this week against Planned Parenthood that we are filing amicus briefs with because, thankfully, this administration is taking our position. So the Trump administration sides with us, with you, pro-life Americans. But we filed, for instance, on Monday in the city and county of San Francisco versus Azar, state of California versus Azar, and again, these are consolidated cases where plaintiffs have challenged the new HHS conscience regulations in the district court for the Northern District of California. That's federal. These conscience regulations that HHS put out establish safeguards and enforcement mechanisms to ensure that the right to conscience, as protected by numerous federal statutes and regulations, will be honored by those responsible for complying with the law. This means, just to make it clear to you, healthcare providers like doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals cannot be forced to perform abortions. And yet, Planned Parenthood has to challenge those. California challenges that. They want to force the doctors who are licensed in California, the nurses there, and other medical professionals, you must perform abortions, even if you believe that abortion is the taking of a human life. Another case, surprise, surprise, one in California that was filed on Monday by us, and on Tuesday, just a couple days ago, this one filed, surprise, in New York. New York versus Azar, Planned Parenthood versus Azar, a parallel trio of lawsuits filed in the Southern District of New York, also challenging the new HHS conscience regulations. Folks, you see, it is a weakened Planned Parenthood, but when they get weak, what do they start doing? They fight back on everything they possibly can. So in this case, they want to take the conscience rights. If you're a medical provider out there, I'd love to hear from you. If you're a nurse, a doctor, or you work in the medical profession, I'd love to hear from you today on the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. Or maybe you have family who do. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do you realize Planned Parenthood and these liberal states want to force those nurses and doctors and other healthcare providers in those states, professionals, to take part in abortion procedures or lose their jobs, potentially even lose their licenses to practice? So when you start pushing them and they start losing funds, you start getting to see the true nature of Planned Parenthood. You get to see what they really look like when they have to fight back and when they don't win so easily. You know, before they'd always say, oh, we're going to fight this, we're going to fight that, and they seem kind of tough, but they would always basically win in federal court. A loss to them was pretty rare. Then they could appeal it and win at that level. The fact that they went to the Ninth Circuit and lost every step of the way. I mean, the Supreme Court is their best hope. Okay, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch, Justice Thomas, I mean, the list goes on there. This does not necessarily look like the most friendly place for you anymore, right, Planned Parenthood? Good. Because pro-life Americans elected a pro-life president who's actually implementing pro-life policies. You know, people question Donald Trump on this issue. Is he really pro-life? And look at what he's done. Take away words. Look, actions matter a lot more. Look at the nominees he's put in place. Look at the rules, then, that he's put in place at the executive level. So whether it was expanding the Mexico City policy, which explain that to people, because they actually took the Mexico City policy that says, we're no longer going to fund abortions internationally, which President Obama revoked. And not only did they put that back in place and say, we're not going to fund abortions internationally, they expanded it.
expanded it, much like they did the Title 10 rule, where it says if you even refer for abortions or participate in programs that promote abortions, Jordan, you're not going to be eligible. So it's the best version of the Mexico City policy we've ever seen. But let me just drill down just a moment on your point about this conscience regulation, because it's the latest in a line of very good rules out of the Department of Health and Human Services. But Jordan, it traces back to an executive order that was made by President Trump in the early days of the administration that directed all of the agencies to take the federal statutes that protected rights of conscience and to implement them to their fullest. So this regulation actually came out of that executive order, and it focuses on making sure that those statutory protections for conscience are actually implemented. Probably the most well-known one is called the Church Amendment, named after Senator Frank Church, that says these medical professionals who have a conscience objection to participate in abortions or sterilizations do not have to do it, Jordan. And it does it in two very specific ways. It says that those entities that the Church Amendment and the other laws apply to, Jordan, they have to certify to HHS that they are in compliance. And if they're not, it also gives the Civil Rights Office enforcement mechanisms. So the Trump administration has directed the Department of Health and Human Services to actually enforce these statutes that have long been on the books. I got to tell you, this string of rules, Jordan, when they're all fully implemented, it will mean much more freedom for people in the medical space who have an objection to abortion procedures to make sure that they don't have to participate. I can't speak highly enough about how these rules work in conjunction for the better.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to start taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. So if you want to talk to us about this issue, if you're a healthcare provider, a nurse, a doctor, you have family members who are, this is the next battle. So Planned Parenthood lost their $60 million in federal funding when it comes to the Title 10 Family Planning Program. Now they want to take your right away as a medical professional to refuse to participate in a procedure which your conscience dictates is the taking of a human life. Oh, but Planned Parenthood says, no, you must take that. And these states say, New York and California, yeah, you must do it or else your license may be in absolute jeopardy to perform your job. Your livelihood is at stake as well. 1-800-684-3110 to get your calls. And I'd love to hear from people in that medical community, whether you're a medical care worker, again. And let's make sure that everyone out there knows we go into this break. Remember, it was Planned Parenthood who teamed with New York and Governor Cuomo and celebrated with Hillary Clinton, lit up the Freedom Tower pink when they got away with all restrictions on abortion, criminal restrictions on abortion. Abortion until the final moment. Abortion up until birth. That was New York State. We've got to fight back. We've got two briefs filed this week. So we don't just take the victory of defunding and say, okay, moving on. Two more briefs. We pile on. This is the time to pile on. But we need your resources. We need your support to be able to continue to do that. We're fighting against $1 billion a year organization here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Donate today to the ACLJ. Your donation is doubled. A $25 donation becomes $50 for the ACLJ in the month of August. So if you go online and donate right now at aclj.org, whatever you donate, that's what you're charged, tax-exempt organization. And again, we have a group of donors that will match that, so you're effectively doubling the impact of your donation. We need your support in this battle. Donate today.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. In this latest battle against Planned Parenthood, who, as Washington Times saying, is seeing swift fallout from quitting the Title X program and losing that $60 million in funds. They're having to reshape things, redo things, re-kind of configure. So this is the time to keep hitting, keep punching back. This is an opponent. And when your opponent, it's not yet on the ground. It's not like a knockout yet. It's like maybe you won round one finally, you know, in a new year, in a new battle. You won round one. They're going to come back strong in round two, okay, and very scrappy. So be ready to fight back. In fact, start fighting back while they're still catching their breath. And that's what we're doing at the ACLJ. We filed two more lawsuits against Planned Parenthood this week to protect conscience rights, both in federal court in California and federal court in New York, just this week. So if you think for a moment your donations don't matter, your support doesn't matter, and am I giving enough, and will what I give matter? Let me tell you something, folks. The average donation, much like in politics, $35 to $55. Okay, you can have a huge impact right now if you donate $20 because it becomes a $40 donation. It's a matching challenge month of August. Donate to the ACLJ at aclj.org and you can double the impact of your donation. And it's how you fight back when you've got a Planned Parenthood who you got to win in round one. You got them defunded, that $60 million. The bigger victory, of course, is that full defunding. And then, of course, taking another look at Roe versus Wade later on. But, you know, we're pragmatists. We're realistic. Look at this funding, done. Next group of funding is that larger amount, which takes more action by Congress. We could get there. We were only one vote short, and we have a president who's still in office. Hopefully still will be in office long enough next time that is a possibility. And that will come down to all of you engaging as well. We work on all of those issues. But when you get them on the ropes, and you've got a win in round one, and they're having to catch their breath and, as they say, kind of deal with the fallout of, oh my, we've actually lost the round. What do? Aggressively stop, you know, go after them in court. Make them utilize those resources. They have $60 million less to utilize. But we need your support as well. We want to really go aggressive in this fight. To do so, we need resources at the American Center for Law and Justice. To take on, remember, what we're taking on is a $1 billion-a-year organization. $1 billion a year. So, I mean, resources they have that just kind of never stop. So, yeah, they're having to reconfigure when they lost $60 million. But they didn't lose $500 million. They lost $60 million. Big win, not total victory, not total knockout. To deliver more punches, we need your support at the ACLJ. Donate today at aclj.org and your donation is doubled. It's a matching challenge month, the month of August. That means that whatever you donate, $15, for instance, that's what you're charged on your credit card at aclj.org. But we have a group of donors who will match that $15. So effectively, all you've been charged and donated is $15. But to the ACLJ, that's like us receiving $30. So major impacts can be made by very small donations. And for those of you who can give more, it's not like a limit here. So if you can give $200, the impact of that donation is it becomes like $400 to the ACLJ. 50 turns into 100. So it's a great time to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice so we can keep throwing the punches. We can enter round two with Planned Parenthood. We've already got the briefs filed, so then the battle begins. And this is just one example of our battles against Planned Parenthood. We've got so many different ones on the burners, always. support the work of the ACLJ. Go online right now. Be part of our matching challenge and donate. We need your financial support. We need you to support us financially so we can do all this work. We don't just talk about this on radio. You know that. We're living it and fighting it and breathing it every single day as representatives of all of you who support our work, who listen to the broadcast, who sign the petitions, who care about the issues. If you are able to financially, if you're able to financially make this donation, it's a great time to do it because the donation is matched. That's at ACLJ.org. You know, we got someone who wrote it on Facebook, how do you donate to the ACLJ? The easiest way is just to go online. It's safe. It's secure. ACLJ.org. You'll see right on the top of the homepage the matching challenge logo and donate now. That's the best way. ACLJ.org. There are other ways to do it. You might get pieces of mail to your home, like snail mail still. So there's ways to do it that way as well if you're more comfortable. But you got to make sure you're on the ACLJ mailing list. So to do that, you can sign up at ACLJ.org. Our emails as well at ACLJ.org. You can sign up to be on that list as well. Get you on the mailing list so that if you're more comfortable sending in a check via snail mail, that's okay. And you can do it that way. But the quickest and best, and I think easiest and also safest way, so you're not sending a check through the mail, is to financially donate to the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. And you're having an immediate impact that way. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Let's go right to the phones. Kimberly in Texas on line one. Kimberly, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
Thank you. Okay, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, and did you just want my opinion? Sorry, I was moving around. I've been on speaker for a while. So I am a healthcare provider.
Yeah.
I have a license in the state of Texas. And I don't think it would be fair for anyone to tell me how to practice other than my licensing board.
Well, that's exactly where they're going after, Kimberly. I mean, Than, that's what they go for, is they go for the state laws that would then, the licensing board would be overseen by the state law. I mean, the licensing board could have whatever position. Oftentimes, in many of the states we're having to fight this out, not a good position on these issues. But even so, the state law would overtake that. The licensing board would have to live with it and then implement it. So in New York and California, what we're seeing is whatever the licensing board says, we'll pass laws that say Kimberly has to be involved in abortion procedure. She has no choice. Her choice is walk away from her job. So her main source of income that she did the education to get and the licensing and went through all those requirements, or perform a procedure which she equates to the taking of a human life.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of two levels to this, Jordan. You're absolutely right. There are a number of state laws that and licensing boards that are not friendly to conscience rights. And look, I don't think the irony should be lost on any of us that Planned Parenthood ran to New York to partner with them in this lawsuit, because we know where New York stands on these issues. I mean, they just passed the most barbaric abortion law in U.S. history. So, of course, they would team up on this issue. But, Jordan, the second layer that really this regulation is all about are the federal statute protections that someone like our caller has. Look, her right to not participate in these kind of procedures are pretty well protected in federal law. The Church Amendment, the Coach Snow Amendment, the Weldon Amendment, and several others. Jordan, they've just been poorly implemented until this administration. This Department of Health and Human Services has taken those statutory protections on the federal level very seriously with this rule. And so I would just say to the caller, look, you might live in a state where the licensing board or state law don't adequately protect you, but the federal statute does. And this administration is going to be serious about making sure those protections are actually enforced. And Jordan, when they're not, this Department of Health and Human Services is going to see to it that it's enforced from the federal level, even if the state's not in the right place.
In my new book, which is out September 24th, I authored with my co-authors, Ben Sisney and Matthew Clark from the ACLJ team. We get more political, but we talk about Planned Parenthood a lot and the political power they have. Pre-order this book today, whether it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other places books are sold. The Next Red Wave. It's out September 24th. Support the work of the ACLJ. Look at all the work that we are doing, folks. Just this week, we've shown it to you. So different, so vast, all important. Donate today. Matching challenge, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live in the second half hour of the broadcast. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've already been listening, thanks for continuing on with us in this broadcast and in this fight. Because the ACLJ is taking on what is now a weakened Planned Parenthood, a Planned Parenthood figuring out some swift fallout from quitting the Title X program that we talked to you about earlier this week on Monday when that official, and we've brought you up to speed on it a number of times. Listen, we had over about 300,000 of you sign onto our comment that was filed with HHS. 13,000 of you took that next step, used the ACLJ platform we created, and filed your own comment with HHS in support of this new rule that would stop Planned Parenthood from being eligible to receive the $60 million of taxpayer funding. And you have won, folks. Now, it is a win. Now, victory, I think sometimes you think like you've beaten back Planned Parenthood fully. That's not the case. It is a win, and Planned Parenthood is like in a reshuffling. They're in a fallout. Remember, they fired their president who didn't even last a year after Cecile Richard. They have the body parts sales issue still going out there for them that has not been helpful for Planned Parenthood or their business. Now they have an interim president, and they're losing at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. These are like the worst possible things they could imagine. And by the way, as we'll talk about later, if we don't get into politics today directly with the Democrat field, we got time. It's not like things are looking incredibly well, because I think all these polls are so bogus. I agree with the president on a lot of these. The president was never doing great in polls, ever. So if he's even within strike, like some of the polls that Joe Biden ran in his ad shows him 3 points ahead of President Trump in a state. If you're only 3 points ahead of President Trump in the state, you're going to lose that state likely by 8. I mean, that's just what we found out the last cycle. So the last cycle, all the polls were wrong. So we can add to what Donald Trump will likely get and even just keep where the others are, and you'll see that there's about 20% of people who won't answer in those polls. Where do you think those votes are going? Probably not strongly to the Democrats. But again, you will start seeing the war intensify because you've got the president and the executive branch doing everything they can to usher in pro-life laws and rules and regulations, fighting them out in court. They have weakened Planned Parenthood. We have said, let's double down. So we filed 2 cases this week to protect conscience rights. From coast to coast, we're filing. California and New York, both states in line with Planned Parenthood, who want to make your doctor choose between practicing medicine or performing abortions, who want to make nurses choose between carrying out their duties as nurse and performing abortion. And there's no leeway in between there. Other medical professionals, same for them. And we're saying no, that we have the rights to conscience in America. It goes back to our founding. Even during the wars of revolution, the number of wars America has had to fight in along the way, we've always protected a right to conscience in the United States of America. And in this case, when our own government's laws say we shouldn't be ever taking a taxpayer's dollar and paying for a procedure that is so controversial that many Americans believe that it is equal to the taking of a human life, that it is the taking of a human life. So again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But then there's a next phase here that comes in when we get into the 2020 election, and that is the legislative phase. Because I will tell you, the executive branch is doing a great job, one, doing everything it can, rulemaking, things like that. Two, judicial nominees, very important, and they're making great judicial nominees. So we're starting to see Planned Parenthood lose at the Ninth Circuit at every stage of the ballgame. But There's a major legislative phase that could come if we saw big victories in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, the Title 10 victory, Jordan, is the second biggest account that Planned Parenthood draws from. That's the biggest one that the executive branch can get to on their own to get to that $400 million that is reimbursed through Medicaid. Our listeners have heard this before, Jordan. It takes reconciliation. They were within one vote in the Senate before, but you need three things. You need a majority vote in the House, which they don't have right now. You need 50 pro-life votes in the Senate. Notice I didn't say Republican. You need 50 pro-life votes in the Senate, and you need a pro-life president. So, Jordan, those are the three things that are going to be required to get that biggest victory, the Medicaid reimbursement.
So, folks, what do? You just keep fighting. They're on the ropes. They're feeling uncertain. If they're feeling fallout, this is when you pile on all the pressure that you can. We need your support. We need your financial support. Donate today at aclj.org. Your donation is double. Don't.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Okay, I say, Jordan, you're being very aggressive on these donations. One is, for those of you, we have a lot of donors who donate regularly. You may not be signed up for automatic donations, but you're regular donors. So I think it's key to let all of them know that this is a great time to donate if you've donated in the past because you can double the impact of your donation in the month of August. And for those of you who are new, this is a great way to really have influence immediately and make a sizable donation. Even with like a $20 donation, the $40 donation goes right in between. I mean, that's a big donation. It's very important to the work that we do at the ACLJ, and you make that online at the aclj.org. But we also do it this way so that we don't have to do this much on the broadcast, so that most of this of our broadcast, you're not going to hear a lot of that. Yes, we'll tell you to go to aclj.org to check out this new blog or this new video or this new piece that'll be up, or if there's a petition to sign, an action item. But when it comes to donations, we try to keep it where that's not something we often have to talk about on the air. Some broadcasts that you'll listen to on the networks we're on, that's a big part of every show, and everybody does it differently. But for us, because we're fast-paced moving and we're talking about breaking news and news of the day and what we're doing and how the kind of work we're doing fits into that, because we don't just talk about news on this broadcast. We're not just entertaining you. We are talking to you about things we're working on. So when it was the Title 10 issue, we'd been working on it for a year. When it is the Conscience Clause, we've been working on it for more than 15 or 20 years and the protections there. When it is the battle against Planned Parenthood, we've been working on it since we were founded as an organization.
And the good news here, Jordan, is that all of that work is paying off. I mean, look, we had to lay the groundwork on the Title X issue for a number of decades before there was an administration that was willing to move the ball forward. I mean, previous Republican administrations, Jordan, the rule had been better, but it had not been what it needed to be. In this case, we have such a unique opportunity here, Jordan, because all of the work that we are doing, laying the groundwork along with others in this space, it is being received by the Department of Health and Human Services and actually being put forward into implementation. And the best way for our listeners to engage in that, Jordan, is to partner with us. I mean, we've been through these numbers, but they're worth talking about again. 175,000 of our members signed our legal comment in favor of the Title X rule, and then 13,000, about 10% of the total number received by the Department of Health and Human Services, were individual comments from our ACLJ members backing them up in that rule. So, Jordan, it does take a long time, and here at the ACLJ, we kind of look at it this way. There's pre-rule, then there's post-rule where we file comments, and then there's the inevitable litigation stage. And Jordan, just one editorial comment on that. They always file in the Ninth Circuit, but now that they've started losing there, I think that's why they're joining with New York and filing in the Second Circuit as well. And our listeners need to remember, there are smear attacks on the current nominee for the Second Circuit Court, Stephen Menasche. I don't think that's an accident, Jordan. I think they know they're about to lose the Second Circuit as well as the Ninth Circuit, so they're attacking in both circuits.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Nancy in New York on line 3. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay. I'm calling you from New York. And currently, there's a little bit of a nursing shortage. My own personal situation, I've been a nurse for close to 50 years. I started out in the OBGYN part of nursing, and I also can work in school, which is what I'm doing now. I will not work in a high school because I don't want to do abortion referrals. I will not work in most hospitals because they do abortions. So they're minus one highly experienced nurse that could help them, but I won't do it because of the regulations regarding abortion.
You know, I applaud you for doing that. It's unfortunate that you have to even make those decisions. That you know, as a nurse, as someone who, and you said there's like a shortage, who would be willing to do this or that, but again, because you'd have to be referring people to abortions, which goes to another step. You know, in the conscious protections, we're talking about people performing abortions. But I think, you know, what will be key here, Than, is that the legislation here and what's at stake here in these conscious protections could have a serious impact on people like Nancy and their ability to say, you know, if we haven't, it's so interesting, these states, when they're hurting, they don't have enough nurses. They want to make it more difficult for nurses to do their jobs and put more barriers in their way. And you hear that exactly from Nancy's call, calling from one of these states who wants to make it even that much tougher and say, no, Nancy, it's not enough that you say you won't do the referrals. You'll actually have to be part of the performing of the abortion procedure, or you won't keep your job anymore.
You know, Nancy's call, Jordan, is such a critical part of this discussion because pro-life medical professionals are actually being forced out of very viable career paths as a result of the misapplication of federal law. And I would just tell Nancy very clearly, it is almost certain that every entity that she just mentioned is actually bound by one of these federal conscience statutes. Almost all of them would certainly be bound by the Church Amendment that we talked about. But there's a number of others as well that are in play here. Certainly the Weldon Amendment, the Coach Snow Amendment. The problem is those organizations, those institutions have not been applying federal law properly, and there has been no enforcement mechanism. So when this rule goes into full effect and when we win in court, Jordan, it will reopen up those career paths for people like Nancy. They're going to be able to go back into those hospitals that previously she didn't think she could work in because they will be able to opt out of those procedures as federal law requires. So this is not just a one-sided debate. This is also for people like Nancy who need to have those career paths open back up to them. I'm glad she brought it up. It's a very important sort of secondary impact of this new rule.
We actually have a lot of calls that are coming in right now, and they're asking, you know, if I'm not comfortable donating online at ACLJ.org. And I think most of you are, and it is the quickest way to do it. And you'll see it right on the top right of our homepage at ACLJ.org to be part of our matching challenge. And in this case, again, let's expand the fight against Planned Parenthood. We did it this week. When we saw their losses in the Ninth Circuit, we immediately wanted to be filing in New York and California on the conscience protections. So we did. And we're able to do that because of your support to the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. But for those of you who are more comfortable making the donation over the phone, The number you call is 877-989-2255. It's, again, it's a toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255, and you can make that donation over the phone right now. So if you're more comfortable doing that, I'll give the number one more time, 877-989-2255. But for most folks I know, it's much easier and quicker to do through ACLJ.org and to make that donation online. And again, let me just tell you, as we go into it, we've got another segment coming up. I really want to encourage people who watch on Facebook and Periscope. I know we've been playing a lot of videos for you during the breaks these last few days, so we haven't had as much time to talk directly one-on-one when we're not on the air. Share this with your friends and family now. Bring people into this final part of the discussion. Share the broadcast with them later today, and they see the whole broadcast. It's a great way to get people educated on an issue that a lot of times the mainstream media doesn't like to spend more than a few minutes on when it comes to abortion, because it's divisive. And the corporate interest involved there, and it's a big abortion business, and it's right versus left, yes, but it's not like all Republicans elected in the U.S. Senate take the position that we do or that you do on life. And we saw that when the President Trump was ready to sign the full defunding of Planned Parenthood, but enough Republican U.S. senators were not. So again, share this with your friends and family right now. You see the share button on Facebook, share button on Periscope. Do that as we get into the final segment. And we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. I want to hear from people who are medical professionals, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, or some other kind of medical professional. And if you've got family members who are, I think this is so important for them to keep these conscience protections in place. Let's take one of those calls now. Lori in Indiana, online too. Lori, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I am a nurse. And if it came down to it, I've been a sidewalk counselor at abortion clinics, and if it was a choice, I would just have to change professions.
And that's so wrong, right? I mean, Lori, most places are experiencing nursing shortages. So we have people who are educated to do the job, like you've been doing the job, but you also have a strong pro-life position. Having a strong pro-life position should not prohibit you from being a nurse, Lori. And that's why we're fighting these cases, because that's what New York and California are trying to do. They're trying to say that the conscience clause protections shouldn't apply here, can't apply here to a doctor, to a nurse. And they're saying, if you find yourself in the situation, even if it's not your normal position as a nurse, where you've got to make the decision. So you're not necessarily a nurse in that area of the hospital or in your field where you specialize. But if you find yourself that position, you can't, recuse yourself, if you will, from those procedures and let someone else who doesn't have those issues, while this is still legal, go out and fill your role. They're trying to say, no, you have to pick to either do the abortion. So in your case, Lori, someone who's strongly pro-life, that'd be killing a baby or losing your job. And in your case, you say, I would just find another profession. But that becomes very tough for a lot of people. You know, that's the most difficult choices for people. Now, if you strongly believe one is taking of a life, it may make that decision easier, but we want to make sure nurses don't have to make that decision, ever. And the doctors and the medical professionals, the pharmacists, don't have to make these kind of decisions between taking of a human life or keeping their job. And they can practice their professions with their head up high, protected by the Conscience Clause, which is a long-term protection since the founding of the United States of America that Planned Parenthood wants to erode. So they start in the most liberal states of the country, New York, California, we're fighting back. Planned Parenthood's on the rope. They've gotten real losses at the Ninth Circuit. Support the work of the ACLJ. Let's keep it that way. ACLJ.org, whatever you donate right now is doubled. That's ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge month of August today. ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Final segment, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. When it comes to this issue of protecting life, we talk about it a lot in our new book, The Next Red Waves, written by me. I co-authors Benjamin Sisney and Matthew Clark. We all have a lot of political experience. Of course, we've got our ACLJ experience as well. It's really a guidebook to victory in the 2020 election. I mean, that's what it's all about. How conservatives can beat leftist aggression, rhino betrayal, and deep state subversion. Sean Hannity calls it, quote, "The Next Red Wave is a must read for anyone who cares about America." You can pre-order it now. It's out September 24th, but you can pre-order it now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other places where books are sold. So wherever you like to go to do that, to pre-order, you can go to thenextredwave.com or nextredwave.com. Both of those will take you to a place where you can order the book. And let me just say, we want to get a lot of pre-orders in so that we can get as many of these printed and ready to go as possible. We're working with a major publisher here to get this guide to victory out. And the reason I bring it up today is because there's a lot in here about fighting back against Planned Parenthood and abortion distortion and the legal battles and the political battles as well. And you can't take politics out of this, especially when we're leading into a presidential year where it's pretty clear there's not a single Democrat on stage who isn't strongly pro-abortion and in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. You know, throughout their tenure, if they become president, Planned Parenthood will control them and the judicial nominees they make to places like the Supreme Court and Circuit Court. On the other side, you've got President Trump, who has shown, not just by words, but by example, the kind of nominees he'll make to the courts, the kind of people you'll be putting in charge of agencies that then come out with rules like this, like the defunding of Planned Parenthood through Title 10. I mean, there's a lot at stake. So again, we really encourage you, our core supporters, to pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave today. I know it's early, but the book is out September 24th. And by pre-ordering it today, you're really helping us so we can get even more of these into the hands of people when it does launch September 24th is when it is released. And a lot of these websites are pretty cool. If you pre-order it now, you'll literally receive it the day it is out. So that's pretty cool. So you won't have to make any trips. It'll be at your door the day it is released. The Next Red Wave, that's by Jordan Sekulow, by me, Benjamin Sisney, and Matthew Clark. All right. Let's get back to it, 1-800-684-3110. So, Than, I do believe through the work that we're doing, through the support we've seen from the people listening to this broadcast and ACLJ members at the grassroots level, through the HHS, the Title 10 and the rule change and the comment, that was a great example. The number of people who will sign on to the petitions to protect the conscience, whether it's a rulemaking process, we've got our people engaged in that, and we see that something that can sound benign – like a federal rulemaking process and comment periods, can have huge impacts on an organization like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, well, look, and we heard it from Nancy and Lori just a minute ago. I mean, I think their stories, Jordan, are proof that people are being denied access to highly skilled medical professionals because of the misapplication of federal law. That can change. The law is right, Jordan, and if people will engage with us, people like Nancy and Lori will be able to keep those jobs instead of having to leave them over conscience objections. And I agree with you. I mean, I think the proof is pretty conclusive at this point. I mean, if you look at the Title 10 rule, I think the grassroots engagement is a huge reason that that one got over the line. And Jordan, I know over the years, because we've done this for a long time, there are periods where you get discouraged because all of the work doesn't seem to produce a result. We are not in that phase right now, Jordan. We're in a phase where we have an administration writing rules that defund the abortion industry, that protect conscience rights for pro-life medical professionals. And when they write those, Jordan, they actually get implemented. They take effect. So we're in a phase where grassroots engagement is as important as it ever will be. But I would just underscore the point that you made about how big the opposition is. Yes, they just took a $60 million hit. Jordan, there's still a $1.6 billion, I think I said $1.3 earlier. It's $1.6 billion in revenue for Planned Parenthood and $245 million in profit. This fight is far from over. Now's a critical time to engage.
No, it's anytime you've got them when things are just, they're not settled. You got to, they got Cecile Richards left. A lot of that had to do with Planned Parenthood came under such scrutiny for the sale of fetal body parts. We were involved in that, by the way. And it still are in some of those legal challenges there. Then Cecile Richards goes, and a new, younger leader of Planned Parenthood comes in who was just as pro-abortion, wanted just as much late abortion, but didn't want to talk about it the same way because they were realizing what we've realized as well, that newer generations of people don't like hearing about it that way. But that was not good enough for the old guard at Planned Parenthood. So they got rid of her. It brought in someone who had been with Planned Parenthood since the very beginning to go hard on abortion politics in 2020 and call it out, abortion politics in 2020. And that's why I think, Than, that we saw them say, you know what, we're not even going to try with the $60 million. We'll get the courts to fix it for us. But then, surprise, surprise, that old guard, not paying attention to what's going on in the courts, Than. Courts aren't the same courts that they were in the 1980s when you started flourishing Planned Parenthood. Oh, no, no, no. And getting so much federal funding, the 70s and 80s, 90s. These are not the same federal courts. This is not the same kind of president. It's not going to be so easy.
Both very good points, Jordan. In fact, I would say if the just ousted president of Planned Parenthood, Leanna Wren, was still there, I'll bet you they would have tried to comply with his ruling because she said, look, I'm very pro-abortion, but I want to provide comprehensive services. So I think she would have probably tried to stay in the program. But Planned Parenthood leadership is not interested in that. They want to be an abortion business and they want to be a political business. So I think they're trying to sort of maximize at least the perceived pain of this rule by staying out of it. Jordan, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And look, and the federal judiciary point, this is what I meant a second ago by why they're filing in New York. I think they see the writing on the wall in the Ninth Circuit. I think no longer can they go into the arms of the Ninth Circuit and be safe. So they're trying to expand their horizons. They're also filing in the Second Circuit. At the same time, Jordan, they're attacking President Trump nominees for that circuit to try to preserve it for future victories for them.
DJ is calling in from Oklahoma. It will be the final call of the day. DJ, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm a nurse, retired. But my concern is I saw while I was an employee that there were people already coming in that were filling the void of good, caring medical professional people. And so that's my concern. In the state I live in, we have the right to choose. Hey, you know, this goes against my religion. I don't feel right about this. I'm leaving. I cannot take care of this procedure because it goes against my belief.
Right.
But while that's still part of Oklahoma, as far as I know,
my concern is
the people that are coming in. I've seen too many come in that are very lackadaisical with their caring of the patient. So those people are going to be filling in where people that, you know, have some morals about them are leaving.
Well, that's the thing, DJ. What will happen in California and New York is it's classic abortion distortion. They'd rather everybody have worse care, so the experienced nurses, people have been doing it a long time, so long as that the people who are giving care, even if there's a nursing shortage, will carry out their their abortion murder. Because as long as you'll do that, they don't really care about all the rest, right? Like nurses who have been doing this for 30 years, as Carolyn wrote it on Facebook. They'd rather get rid of those if you won't do abortion. And that's what they're trying to do in California and New York. We have them on the ropes. Let's keep fighting back. Let's make sure we have the resources to fight back on this. We need your support financially. Bottom line, ACLJ doesn't do any of this without your financial support. We can't. Donate today. We're in a matching challenge month of August, and your donation is double. Now, if you want to call, you can make the donation by phone. It's 877-989-2255. But for most of you, be part of the matching challenge online by going to aclj.org right now and donating today. aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today.